Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It is time for a round of who, what, where. Now, we changed it up last time. If you buzz in prematurely and get the answer wrong, you have to wait 2 clues before you may buzz in again, but you are not eliminated from that round. Hot Wings was victorious last time.
Was he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see if he can remain a champion today. Kelly, you ready?
I'm ready.
Maitland, you ready?
I'm ready.
Who? What? Where? Your name is your buzzer? Did we get a little listener play last time?
Yes.
We should do that again. Wish I'd have thought of that earlier. Let's get a listener in who wants to play. 1-800-947-3979. We could even get 2 while we wait for them. Remind you, the $1,000 Minute of Mayhem comes up later on this hour. Friday's game day. And next Wednesday is the Free Beer and Hot Wings live show in Grand Rapids. Tickets still available. That under 60, if you wanted to drive over from Lansing or from Flint or whatever, there are still a few tickets left. Come over, spend the morning with us the day before Thanksgiving, have some drinks and whatnot. Steve.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Maitland, you will have to wait and jump in when these other people are ready. Let's start with a who. Ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
I am a writer and director. I was a video store clerk. I played an Elvis impersonator on the Golden Girls.
Hot Wings.
Mm. Hot Wings.
Quentin Tarantino.
Hot Wings is on the board with 1. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That was easy.
I remembered that story.
This is what? I am a mode of transportation. Mark Twain tried me in the 1870s. Don't expect that one to help you, by the way. If it did, I'd be very impressed. Okay. Dennis Wilson was the only Beach Boy with one of me.
Steve?
Steve.
Motorcycle?
Incorrect.
In the Kelly? 1870s?
Kelly.
Bicycle.
Incorrect.
So you're saying it wasn't invented then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was. I guess I shouldn't laugh. I don't know.
Ancient Hawaiians invented me. I typically have a fin, but I am not a
Steve,
fish.
Hot Wings.
Steve, did you sit 2 out?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Surfboard?
Correct. Steve's on the board.
Do people describe that as a mode of transportation?
Well, it gets you from one place to another.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, it is.
Like, no one surfs over to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Surfs over
well,
to
I bet they do.
House.
Yeah, I mean, someplace you might be able to. You surf if up you, to a dock.
Yeah. Chris is in Maine. Chase is in Tennessee. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chase.
Hello.
Hello.
Buzz in with your name when you think you know what it is. Same for you, Maitland, as you rejoin us. If you buzz in and get it wrong, you have to wait 2 more clues before you buzz in again. This is a where am I? This will be interesting. I am one of the most biodiverse countries in the world. I am as close to space as you can get on Earth. I consider guinea pig a delicacy.
Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
Nepal.
Incorrect. Chase.
Go New Guinea.
Incorrect. Kelly.
Spain.
Incorrect. I am the birthplace of the Panama hat. I was the first to give constitutional rights to nature. I contain the Galapagos Islands. I am named after the equator.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Ecuador.
Correct.
Wait. How is it? It's the closest to space?
I don't understand that at all. Does the Earth...
Well, it's a little oblong. I don't.
And it's
I
on
didn't
the
know
equator.
It was that oblong, mm-hmm. Yeah. That it would be closer than... I don't know, like Mount Everest. But.
That's why I said Nepal, because I know that's where Everest is on the It's on the border of Nepal and
yeah,
right?
Here we go. Who am I? We are a band. We met at the all-boys Abingdon School. We were originally named on a Friday. Our frontman has a lazy eyelid. Our name is a reference to a Talking Heads song.
Steve.
Steve.
Killers.
Incorrect. Oh. Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
We have been let down and left high and dry. We find our most famous song, Creepy.
Steve?
Kelly?
Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Radiohead?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think you only had one clue.
That's yeah, I don't know.
What am I? Hot Wings 2. Steve 1. Kelly 1. Maitland, Trace, and Chris all with 1 because they started late. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
What am I? I am found in nature. I am an element with the symbol W. This one, everybody's going to get it. Get ready. I'm going to say the clue, and then you'll all buzz in at the same time, because this will tell you exactly what I'm talking about. My ores are wolframite and scheelite. Come on, you guys.
So
do you even know anything about ores?
Hey, Chase.
Really?
Are we playing or?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say iron.
Incorrect. I make a steel alloy stronger. China is the largest supplier of me.
Steve.
Steve.
Brass.
No. I am the strongest natural
Hot
metal.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Tungsten.
Correct.
Mm.
Well, Hot wings now with 3.
I'm like W.
Really thought you had that ore thing. Fact. I did not. Where am I? I am a European fortress. I am in Russia. The largest bell in the world is displayed here. The Soviets destroyed some of my early buildings. 3 cathedrals are within my red walls.
Hot wings. Chris?
Hot wings.
Moscow.
Incorrect. Chris.
Red Square.
Incorrect. Many czars lived in my palaces.
Steve.
Steve.
Taj Mahal.
Incorrect. My name is sometimes used as a synonym for my government. I begin with the letter K.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Steve.
Kremlin?
Chris.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Kremlin.
Yeah.
Would have never gotten that. Never.
Hot wings and Steve, you were so close.
Yeah.
And Chase. Who am I? I am an actor. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. I collect antique embroidery. Ugh.
Huh. Nerd. Okay. Weird.
I played Jennifer Aniston's sister on Friends.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct.
Antique embroidery.
Okay, Hot wings is out for this one.
Ugh. Oh. Ooh.
What am I? I am an animal. I lived in North America. I am now extinct. If I invited you for dinner, you were probably dinner. My name means tyrant lizard.
Chase.
Chase.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Correct. Yeah. Do you guys think with 3 of you, without Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve, Maitland, you could beat the listeners as a team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Starting now, you're down 1-0.
Okay. Am I still out?
Yes. And by starting now, I mean starting right before that last one. Here we go.
Okay.
Where am I? I am a place in Beijing. I was originally built in 1651. At 4.7 million square feet, a few of my type are larger. Few of my type are larger, I should say. My name translates to Gate of a Heavenly Place. Chairman Mao's mausoleum replaced my gate.
Hot wings, do you know this? Yeah. Okay, cool. I feel better.
No, I don't.
The People's Republic of China was announced here. Most Westerners know me from the 1989 uprising where a tank ran
Steve,
over a person.
Oh, Chris.
Chris!
What?
Maitland buzzed in.
I buzzed in before Maitland.
I'm sorry. Chris.
Tiananmen Square.
Yes. Listeners are up 2-0. They're killing
you guys.
Wait a minute. He got it.
Steve and Maitland buzzed in before Chris did.
I heard them both buzz in after Chris.
No, it was me. I said it first.
Shut up, Chris.
Don't call the listeners liars. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Listeners lead 2-0. By the way, if you buzz in and you miss it, the whole team has to sit out 2 clues.
Oh, boy, that's brutal.
That's tough.
I am a musician. I do not go by my first name, which is Robin. Barbados has a national...
Maitland.
Rihanna. Correct!
Oh,
you sure? I thought maybe Chase buzzed in.
No, it's definitely Maitland, Steve. Okay. I don't think you're hearing it right.
Making sure.
Because you got that last one wrong, and now you got this one wrong. Here we go. Listeners lead show. Listeners 2. Producer team 1. What am I? I am found in most countries in the world. I come in many colors, but white is the most common.
Chris? Flag.
No. 2 free clues for the producer team. When it comes to private parts, I know them well. I am an article of clothing.
Kelly. Underwear.
Correct. Tie game.
Nice job.
Whitey tighties, you know?
Tidy whitey.
You know?
You know?
Tidy whiteys.
Yeah.
Whitey tighties.
No, tidy comes before whitey.
No, whitey is clearly before tidy.
Tidy whitey.
I say
tidy,
whitey first.
Yeah, tidy whitey.
No, otherwise, no, I say tidy first.
Yeah, because otherwise you would whitey be, because you're referring to the underwear. That's the whitey, and what they are like is tidy. So it's a tidy whitey. You wouldn't say a whitey tidy, because otherwise you'd be wearing tidies.
So if somebody said a loose whitey, you'd know what they were talking about?
More than if you said a loose tidy.
But
no, that's not a thing.
No, it's lefty. Yeah.
Right.
It's lefty loosey.
Yeah, I got
whitey
it.
Tidy.
Where am I? 3-2, producer team. I am a line on the globe or a map.
Ooh.
In reality, I fluctuate slightly each year.
Kelly. The equator?
Incorrect. On most land, I am hot and dry.
Steve.
Gotta wait one more.
Mm-hmm.
I was named for a constellation. Steve.
Changed my answer.
Steve, you have buzzed in for the show.
Okay. The Prime Meridian.
Incorrect. Steve. I was a novel with my name was banned for obscenity. The sun shines directly above at summer solstice. I run through Mexico, Taiwan, and India.
Chase. Equator.
Already said, still wrong.
Steve.
Hot wing.
Steve.
Tropic of Cancer.
Correct.
Nice.
4-2. Wow. Chase and Chris. Now you're getting mollywopped. Let's go. Who am I?
It's Wally mopped. Duh.
What are you saying? Is there anything you can't get backwards? Here we go. Oh, we did this. I don't know if we did do this one. I am an actor. I think we did. I had early roles in The Twilight Zone and Perry Mason. I am one of the president's men. Paul Newman and I frequently perform together.
Chris.
Steve.
Chris.
Chris. Robert Redford.
Correct. Ugh. Oh, 4-3. Yeah, first one to 5 wins. Here we go.
Okay.
What am I? I know a lot of lovers. I always last exactly 24 hours. I am named after a saint. On my date, Chris.
Valentine's Day?
Correct, and we're tied at 4. Guys,
I was gonna say
next
orgasm.
One wins. Listener V, promo team,
on,
prod
promo team.
Team.
Pull this together, guys.
We got
P
it,
team,
we got it.
Listeners versus the P team, here we go. Ooh, I like this one. Where am I? I am a fictional place. Humans and nature peacefully coexist here. My name was coined by Sir Thomas More.
Kelly,
for the win.
Narnia?
No.
Dang it!
2 free clues for the listener team. Plato's Republic first wrote of a society like me. Nowhere and Good Place are my name's roots. Everybody's back in. American Chris for the win.
Atlantis.
Incorrect. Two free clues for the show. American communes were an attempt to live like me. I'm imagined as a land of perfect harmony.
Kelly
for the win.
Utopia.
Correct. Yeah. Our team wins.
Nice. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, I've read that book. Bum, bum,
bum. There's that book?
There's a book called Utopia. Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Chris and Chase, well done. Fan or cheap idiot accounts for both of you. Do you need them on hold, Maitland?
Yes, please.
Okay. You want to taunt them? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you guys were victorious. You guys made it close, but in the end, you played like a champion today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The winners find ways to win.